नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 6, Text Number
19.
Shanti.
Consisting of the process of hearing from the bona fide authority. Consisting of the holy rivers.
Consisting of the holy rivers.
Generated from the lotus feet.
Generated from the lotus feet.
In the same way, by direct physical contact,
deep to brain,
these two kinds of holy places,
Shuchi Sera,
those who are striving for purification,
Upaschanti,
they approach to associate with.
Translation and purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The nectar rivers, nectar bearing rivers of discussions about you, and also the holy rivers generated from the bathing of your lotus feet are able to destroy all contamination within the three worlds. Those who are striving for purification associate with the holy narrations of your glories by hearing them with their ears, and they associate with the holy rivers flowing from your lotus feet by physically bathing in them. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, what's he saying? Go ahead, say it nice and loud.
Anushravan guru charanam anushiyamite.
One should hear about Krishna by hearing from the spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master describes the pastimes, potencies, and incarnations of the personality of Godhead to his disciple. If the spiritual master is bona fide, and if the disciple is sincere and obedient, then the communication between the guru and the disciple is just like nectar. is just like nectar, both for the guru and the disciple. Ordinary persons cannot even imagine the special pleasure experienced by the devotees of the Lord. Such nectarian speaking and hearing destroys all contamination within the heart of the conditioned soul. The preliminary contamination being the desire to live without serving Krishna. Let me stop there just for a second or two. Om Ajnanatiminandasya Adjanasalakayata Pumulitanyena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Jayatam Sarito Pangor Mamamanda Matayakati Matsarvasa Padambo Jo Radha Madhinamano. It just seems like every verse has all Krishna consciousness in this one verse. I mean, practically speaking, it's talking about the sadhana, what was the word here, for those striving for purification. It's also the sadhya, the perfection, is hearing. Like in the morning we chant the Guru Vastaka prayers. So I was thinking number 5, Sri Radha, what's Jessa? You say? Radhikaya. Always, it says the spiritual master is always anxious to hear and chant about Radha and Krishna's, see that? Qualities, names, forms, and pastimes. They're crying out. Oh, so, and if you get this 5, then what's the next one? The, you know, Radhikita Siddhaya. So, here it is. This is the sadhya and the sadhana. And, interesting, I noticed, I'm not so good with Sanskrit, but I noticed mritya and amritya. They look like almost the same word, except it has an A in front of mritya, which means death. And amritya means no death. Nectarian. So, Srila Prabhupada gave an address about the chanting of Hare Krishna, surpassing the central mental and intellectual platform. There's no need to understand the language of the chant. So this point that's being made here is something very special. Nectar, relish. Oh, thoughtful men, relish. How often should you relish this? This in that verse, the third verse of the Bhagavatam. Woohoo! Sometimes we say that. Muhu means always. That means before you're liberated, that means after you're liberated. This is the appreciation for hearing about the Srimad, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course, it says here, the water-bearing rivers, the tree, what was it, the three, trilokya, from the three worlds. So the whole contamination of the three worlds that's mentioned here is removed, all contamination, to destroy, simply by this process of hearing. And of course we know Paramara Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Bhattasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, like that, that the first process is hearing. And this hearing process, it goes right to the root of the problem. This, just imagine that this, you could put everything into that, just like, why is it that death is overcome simply by hearing about Krishna? This is, it overcomes the weakness of the heart. Everything is in that. So, I think I finished the first paragraph, so I'm going to do the second paragraph. So every time we hear nectar, oh, just like, one more thought. The three worlds are talking about how the Ganges comes through from touching the toe of Vamana Dev. He put a hole in the shell and the water came down washing his feet, and that's the Ganges or Charanamrita. But also, how did the holy name get here? Who knows that one? Goro Kela Premadan Harinam Sankita. So this holy name's also descending, maybe through the same hole, I don't know. It come through here, but it's coming through, and we're just reading about the Guru. Now he's, you receive it from the authority, and that authority, that's Brahma Bhuya Pakopate, he's fixed, he's in the spiritual nature all the time. So in that spiritual nature, what he speaks is just like nectar because it destroys mitra, it destroys death. I mean, it's a serious problem, birth and death. I mean, it takes a long time to get rid of it. You have to run into the right person. And so, in the human form of life, the body is compared to a boat that's just suitable for crossing over the ocean of material existence. So most of us have seen oceans. You can't imagine how big they are. And if you're stuck in one, no matter what kind of swimmer you are, there's no way that you're going to make it. So the spiritual master, he's also considered to be the captain of the ship or the rudder. It's translated differently a couple of places. That he's the one that steers us through this ocean with the favorable breezes of the Vedas. And so we sometimes compare ISKCON to a boat, just stay on the boat. You know, just sometimes boats go up and down and you may get a little ill, but stay on the boat and it'll take you across. But the unique thing about that ocean is it shrinks. Right? The ocean shrinks and you just step over. But that's another thing. Okay, so the idea when we hear nectar, we should also connect it up to, because in being in Krishna consciousness, we're becoming aware by knowledge, it means what is matter and what is spirit in the control of both. So we're understanding what is the material nature and how the material nature works and what is the spiritual nature. So we have our Mahamaya and we have our Yogamaya. And one is supposed to keep that keenly fixed in his intelligence. If you're constantly devoted, then Krishna gives you a special kind of intelligence by which you can see, like we said, Om Agyanatam Anandasya, we're able to see with the torchlight of knowledge how this material world works, and then there's something fundamentally wrong about it for the conditioned soul's exploitive mentality. And that's the root of the problem. So by hearing about Krishna, even without the intellectual process or the mental process, you chant submissively. It says that one should inquire submissively from the spiritual master, which is Parikshena, is it? Parikshena. Which is an essential element, because unless that's there, the transmission won't take place. It'll just be another exercise of the frugality of losing a good opportunity to hear. So just like we're hearing about hearing today, in the Bhagavatam 1.3.44, there's a nice verse in purport, especially about hearing, and in that purport, Prabhupada said that one should hear with rapt attention. Just like in a Bhagavad Gita, there's a purport where Prabhupada said that one should be captivated by this information. You should be astonished that this is astonishing information. I think it was talking about the spiritual world. There's no need of sunlight, nor moonlight, nor electricity. He says these things are meant to captivate us, and by using the intelligence to understand that this parampara is intact, this is coming from the spiritual world, where, just like that one verse I started to say, 1.3.44, it says, by understanding Krishna, we're directly associating with Krishna through the sound vibration. We're actually, in this sound vibration, hearing these things, it's direct association with Krishna, because what would indirect mean is something else. But Vasudeva Sarvamiti, there actually isn't anything else. So we're learning Krishna, all his energies are there. But in the individual marginal potency, we can be influenced by one of two different potencies. So the external energy is now becoming clear how that it works. This body is created. We just celebrated a birthday. Where is the conception of the soul for a birthday? He doesn't take birth, he doesn't die. But within the ordinary sense of the term, we do that. But it comes with a context that now in Bhagavatam class, we have to clarify again. We're not this body. It's not young, it's not old. We're not young, we're not old, we're not male, we're not female. Well, we're prakriti in that sense, but in the general material sense. So when one gets clarified of all the designations, then he can see Krishna, just like in 4:35, he says, when you've learned the truth, you know that all beings are in me and are mine. So we see that the body is a combination of, well, for most of us, the result of a lot of bad choices. we have a destiny that they call karma, and it comes at it, you have a particular arrival date, and departure date, and it's a custom built unit, with a set of senses and sense objects that are attractive. You have a set of senses, and for these senses that you have a particular set of objects that are empowered to attract your interest. And then it captivates, you just by looking at one of these objects. For the eyes, it's a nice form. For the nose, it's a nice smell. For the ears, it's some sound. And then you move from one place to another, captivated by these, all the while identifying with your body, which is just senses and sense objects. The soul is actually in kind of a dormant condition, a little horrified by what's going on, and over covered up and thrown into this material energy. But for the devotee, his eyes get opened by the torch of knowledge, and he understands in a different way. This is what we're reading about. How does he understand? He understands in a different way. Everybody in this world, the nature of the soul is ananda, sat, chit, ananda, ananda, moya, biasat. So everybody's looking for happiness. But when one is in the bodily conception of life, he's more or less being cheated at every moment by the senses, the sense objects, by being attracted to them without knowledge. He's forced to act helplessly by the impulses of the modes of nature. But when he's fortunate enough to hear the situation, then he becomes peaceful because he doesn't strive to accommodate the senses and the sense objects, 270 paraphrased. So as the incessant flow of rivers enter into the ocean that's ever being filled, but still in itself he's satisfied, so he doesn't go after those things. So here we're talking about nectar. So this nectar, it's a very essential item for the living entity, because he feels happy. When you hear about Krishna, when your jhanas is settling down a little bit, getting cured, now we have intelligence to, by the instructions of the spiritual master, that we should Nityam Bhagavataseva, that if one regularly hears the Srimad Bhagavatam, so we have to, for most of us, fit it into our busy schedules to hear. And then, of course, the more you become attached to hearing, that's a sign of good fortune. That's another verse from Bhagavatam, 4:22-20, that's a sign of good fortune. So, this nectar, one experiences the happiness. It's actually unlimited happiness. So it's called nectar or amrita. It has different ways. And I call that your immune system. Because in this material world, there's so many difficulties that are always coming by. And if one has this sort of knowledge sharp, he may get caught and you catch a quality. Like, for instance, somebody comes by and is angry. Not hard to become angry again, unless you have that, you can catch the quality. And then you just make more anger in the world. Already has enough of it. So you serve anger, and you get somebody else to serve anger, and then you get somebody else to serve anger. And this way the world can be filled up, everybody serving anger. But if your immune system is good, 259, just for the Vardante, that if one has a higher taste, then even though these things happen, he can apply knowledge. And the first item of knowledge is humility. And this humility, this is a whole ecstatic topic in itself, what that is, but the actual, there's different types of humility and different degrees of humility. From prema bhakti, there's a humility that that gives, to understanding that verse, the process of knowledge, 13:8-12, is in the 13th chapter, which is explaining the knowledge of how we're not these bodies, how the, just like I was saying, as far as the 24 elements or the senses, the sense objects. And it says by applying this knowledge, by at least understanding it, then one doesn't react, because he understands by reacting, he's plugging the fan back in to generate more material existence. So he tolerates it. He's humble. He tolerates it. His false prestige of identifying with some of Krishna's potencies that he has is gone, because he's recognizing that he's simply instrumental in spreading Krishna consciousness. I'm going to try to read some more. The other nectar described here is charanamrita, or the nectarian waters that bathe the Lord's lotus feet. Lord Vamanadeva bathed his own lotus foot by kicking a hole in the universal covering, so that the sacred Ganges water washed his toes and fell into the universe. The Yamuna River also washed Krishna's lotus feet when the Lord appeared on this planet 5,000 years ago. Krishna sported daily with his boyfriends and girlfriends in the Yamuna River, and consequently, the river is also Charanamrita. One should therefore take bath in the Ganges or Yamuna. Every morning, in ISKCON temples, the lotus feet of the deity of Krishna are bathed, and the water thus sanctified is also called Charanamrita, the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada taught his disciples to follow and followers to come before the deity each morning and drink 3 drops of Charanamrita from the deity's bathing. So we do that here. It's quite a wonderful experience. And if you look up Charanamrita, that when one takes it, there's a moment that he should relish what it is that he's doing, because we always have to be on guard about Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means that even though we're developing Krishna consciousness, we can do things without consciousness. So the simplest thing, Prabhupada was expert in the use of words, we're supposed to be conscious of what we're doing. And if we're unconscious, that's a jata sukriti. It's all right for a little while. But the problem is it can develop into a habit. And once it develops into a habit, one is cheating himself, because the immune system for the material energy is your happiness in Krishna consciousness. The intelligence will work for some time, but even a man of discrimination can be swept away by a strong wind. Paraphrasing the Bhagavad Gita verse about a boat. And of course we know the boat is the human form of life. So if you're in a human form of life, it's not that the senses automatically become favorable. There's many things that'll catch your eye, catch your ear, catch your nose, or the different other senses. So the best defense is a good offense. In the sense that you proactively chanting Hare Krishna with attention to what you're doing. You're actually associating with Krishna in his merciful form, specifically empowered by Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada and our disciplic succession. So the simplest little thing, just like something you catches your eye for a moment, you chant Hare Krishna and it reinstates your intelligence, reinstates your knowledge. You can review all of your knowledge just in a glance. That, yes, before I met Prabhupada, this would be something that the way the material world works is attracting me. However, with knowledge, I understand that this is a marketing plan of the external energy to keep me bound up in this world of birth and death by putting me into the mode of passion. The mode of passion you see, you don't really see. But what you do, what they call seeing in the mode of passion, is just the external energy. You see the person as the body, as opposed to seeing the soul, the super soul, Krishna's different energies interworking. You just see the same way an animal sees, which is all right for an animal. But for a human, we're requested to come to the platform of consciousness, consciousness with knowledge, consciousness with intelligence. So I'm going to read a little bit more. When one is fixed on the platform of spiritual what? Bliss. So what's the spiritual platform? It's a platform of bliss. Then one does not take another birth in the material world. In this verse, the word suchi saha is significant. One must engage in purified activities in Krishna consciousness. One must learn to serve the Lord from the bona fide spiritual master whose instructions one should accept without speculation. Now, of course, speculation, that has different meanings, but basically what we're referring to is these instructions are coming, as we're saying, from Goloka, Prima Donna. This is coming from the spiritual world and from a liberated soul. And the conditioned soul has four defects. And basically the four defects is the bodily conception of life. Is identified with the karma that he has, which is under the external energy. So this produces the speculation, which is based on, in philosophy they call it empiricism. It means the knowledge that you've gathered through the senses. And that knowledge is the mistake, because that knowledge is the illusion, and it's imperfect. And if one repeats it or accepts it, then he's cheated and he's cheating. By accepting it, he's cheated. And when he repeats it, he's cheating. So we have to understand how the words of the spiritual master don't have those four defects. And then what an opportunity. So this speculation, this is when I'm going to qualify something perfect with something imperfect. That wouldn't make sense to do. The speculation. However, in that verse that we quoted earlier, 4:34, when maintaining the items of knowledge, humility, causes, he inquires submissively to the authority to get his doubt cleared. And if he follows that, then very quickly he'll notice. Now, just a rule of thumb is this. By accepting and chanting, Prabhupada would say, chant and be happy. Chant, dance, in ecstasy. So, he said, there's no need for understanding. One can experience that. So when you experience that, where is it coming from? It's not coming from the material senses. It's a very important part to, in the science of Krishna consciousness, the relishing, the association with Krishna. Okay, so I'm almost done here. Those who are attracted to the phantasmagoria of this world sometimes concoct their own concepts of God. But only from the bona fide spiritual master can we get perfect and pure knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and devotional service to Him. Such knowledge may be found in all the books of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, when I was thinking about this, because I think we're almost out of time, I did a little bit of research just about thinking about talking about Krishna. But it's overwhelming. If nobody minds, we could stay here till around 12 and I could cover it. But generally, we don't do that. So I'll just read a couple. Sri Shapanishad, we have a kind of a series of books that we learned when we first came to Krishna consciousness. It was like the Sri Shapanishad, then the Bhagavad Gita, then the Srimad Bhagavatam, then the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But in the Sri Shapanishad, there was two verses, verse 8, verse 14. One should know the, verse 8 is that Krishna is antiseptic and prophylactic. So those are interesting words. Antiseptic. So septic means poisonous, toxic. Somebody falls into a septic tank, they're generally not very happy about that. It's septic for a reason. So mostly you're familiar with the word antiseptic, which is what you put on your cut. When you get a little cut so it doesn't get infected, you put some antiseptic so it doesn't turn septic and become poisonous. So just by hearing about Krishna, it takes away the toxicity of this material energy, antiseptic. And prophylactic is protection. So by hearing about Krishna, you're also protected. So, and then in the 14 one, it says that we should know the greatest of all. He says, if you do know the greatest of all, Krishna, you'll surpass the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the blessings of immortality. Just, there's another blessings of immortality. Yeah, the full ashnute, the full blessings of immortality. So, practical, if you just look at it, when you're Krishna conscious, you feel happy. When things are bothering you, you almost always can look at all the conditions. It's about the worrisome condition of your body, or your finances, or, which is also related, everything comes through the body, all the anxiety, all the different things that we're having. And whenever, the more you think about it, you're getting pulled into the context of the bodily conception of life, you're in tremendous anxiety. But it says, but if you go out of that and you think about Krishna, like the morning program, in the godly hour in the morning, you have a little break. Your day doesn't usually start till the sun comes up. When the sun comes up, oh, I got so many things to do today. Already you're in kind of anxiety. But when you're here, you can just concentrate on Krishna, the Sama. You can be equally posed towards these things, and Krishna gives you the strength to do those things. So, I'll read just a little bit because we're out of time. As far as Amrita nectar is concerned, any narration or statement concerning Krishna is just like nectar, and this nectar can be perceived by practical experience. That's from the purport on 10.18 Bhagavad Gita. So this Amrita, well, it just, if we take that a couple more minutes, maybe that's something we could go away from the class with. Because I'd like to just make a point or two, not so many, but the point or two is to understand that this Amrita is the word that comes from Mrita, death, and A in front of it. No death if you hear. So the more you hear, the less likely you'll take birth again and die. So I better stop here for questions. All right, one more then. this is 116.8. No, 2237. Those who drink through oral reception, we're drinking nectar, right? So where are we drinking? We're drinking through the ear. Drinking through the ear. One who drinks through oral reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life, no known as material enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there's page after page, like so many pages on the same point, just to hear. The more we can increase our hearing, it's almost like a seesaw. If you push, the more you hear, the less material existence will be there. And the more material existence is there, the less you'll be able to hear. So we're pretty much got a good opportunity here. So we could say, here to make advancement. How would you spell it? How can you write here to make advancement? You could write it either way. We're here right now in class to make advancement, but we're hearing to make advancement. So it's a pun, here to make advancement. All right, can't help it. Anybody want to say anything? Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Glory to Prabhupada. Thank you.